This is St. Louis Public Radio. Democrats and Republicans agree that Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill will be the prime political target in 2018, and Democrats acknowledge that keeping that seat will be tough. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains why.
McCaskill was at a family wedding, not the annual Democrat Days gathering in Hannibal over the weekend. But on each banquet table was a sign-up sheet looking for volunteers to help her campaign over the next 20 months. Ann McCaskill Morrow spoke on her sister's behalf. She told the crowd that it's important to start work this early because the stakes, for Democrats at least, are high.
I'm asking you to please join Team Claire. This is not the fight of her life. It's the fight of all our lives.
Morrow said her sister is needed in Washington to battle the Trump administration's proposed policies that Democrats are convinced will hurt the country and average Americans. But her warning also could be applied to the national and state Democratic Party. Missouri Democrats got shellacked in November, losing all statewide contests. Republicans are hoping to finish the job in 2018 when McCaskill and State Auditor Nicole Galloway, the state's two remaining Democrats, go before voters. Experts and party leaders say the biggest problem facing Democrats is the collapse of support in rural areas. Former Lieutenant Governor Joe Maxwell, a farmer and lawyer, says the Democratic National Committee and other party leaders must get out of their comfort zones in the cities.
First thing is the DNC has to start putting investment and showing up within these states. And I don't mean just within certain constituencies in St. Louis or Kansas City, and then trying to outperform in those regions to cover up the losses elsewhere. I mean show up in the elsewhere as well.
Republicans are banking on their huge rural edge. That message was reinforced last month at the state party's Lincoln Days gathering in Springfield by U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina. He is finance director of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee.
This is an important state. This is a state that Trump won by almost 20%. This is a state that needs a senator who can be the Republican junior senator from the state of Missouri.
Tillis recounted to the crowd a recent fundraising stop in St. Louis.
I was meeting with somebody who's a very generous donor to Republican causes, said that he happens to know the senator and that he likes her. And I said, well, I agree with that. Just think about this. If we're successful with beating her, you'll be able to spend a lot more time with her.
Some Republicans already are promoting new Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley as a possible challenger. He was Missouri's top vote-getter last fall. He's even caught the attention of the White House. But for now, Hawley is dismissing such talk.
All I'm saying is I'd like to be left alone to do my job that I got elected to do.
As for McCaskill, she says she's gotten used to being the early underdog. That was the case for her last two Senate races in 2006 and 2012. But this time, her sister says the family already sees a difference in the political climate. Morrow recalled McCaskill's stunned reaction when the two showed up at the Women's March in St. Louis the day after the presidential inauguration.
They all wanted to speak to her, to touch her, to reach out to her. They were yelling, thank you, Claire. You've got this, Claire. What can we do? Whatever. It really told me, and more importantly, it told her, that energy and passion is there. Maybe to a degree that we haven't seen in quite a while.
McCaskill's fate may well depend on keeping young voters energized. Dozens of them showed up at Democrat Days, including John Gaskin, a 24-year-old from St. Louis. Gaskin, who sits on the national board of the NAACP, says Democrats of all ages need to pull together.
It's like the Wild Wild West. It's time to circle the wagons, and then during times of depression, you find yourself the most.
But the question is whether there are enough younger voters like Gaskin to replace what the Democrats have lost in rural Missouri. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.